Okay, we'll be doing exercises trying to blend solos together. But meanwhile, let's just experiment with just two people. I'm going to pick two people that don't know each other really good. Lucy and Sean, you don't know each other really good, do you? Okay, you're sitting together, but maybe that's because you feel a similar vibration or something. I want you to come, you two come sit on these chairs right here. One chair there. One chair here.
I get that one.
Oh, you wanted this one?
Okay. Okay, now how much, what do you know about Lucy?
I just met her tonight downstairs, so I don't know anything. She's from Canada.
Yeah.
He knows that much.
So what do you know about Sean?
He's from Utah, and he has a Mormon background.
And she's been studying the Mormons, but I don't know that she does have a... I don't think she does.
No, you're right.
Okay, I want you to look in each other's eyes. Get a little closer. Okay, just look in each other's eyes and see what you feel in just a moment of silence. I want you to say these words. Sean, I see the Christ in you and I feel the presence in me.
Sean, I see the Christ in you and I feel the presence in me.
Now the same thing for you, Sean.
Lucy, I see the Christ in you and I feel the Christ
the
in
presence
me,
in
the
you.
Presence in me.
Okay. Okay, both of you say it together now.
Sean,
I
see the
Christ
in
you
and feel
the
presence
in
me.
Now look at each other again in a moment of silence and share that Christ energy. See the Christ in each other. See yourself as being this other person. Lucy, see yourself as being Sean. Sean, see yourself as being Lucy, and continue to look in each other's eyes. Okay, Lucy, what are some of your impressions about Sean?
He hasn't had it easy.
He what?
He has not had it easy. And I when I first look in his eyes, I just see him drowning. Like in a box, deep down in the ocean. Almost like confined, chained. And I just see him coming to shore. And I think he needs to know that he's really well surrounded. You have a really good team helping you in the invisible world.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like you're not alone.
Interesting. Okay. And Sean, what were your impressions about Liz?
I see a kind and loving woman. And generous, kind, and loving. So those were the first things that came to my mind about her.
Do you feel, how much difficulty do you feel that she might have had in her life?
I don't have a sense for that, but I don't, yeah, she's managed it well, but I did see pain as well when I initially connected there, so, but I don't have any sense of what that is.
Okay. And what kind of advice would you give him, Lucy?
To have faith. To have faith like you haven't had before. Just carry on with faith. It's what's going to bring you where you want to go.
Thank you.
And what advice would you give her?
Continue on, keep loving, and enjoy. It's going to be amazing. So, yeah.
Would you say the eyes, there's truth to the idea that the eyes are the window to the soul?
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times do we really look in somebody else's eyes?
No.
Maybe when you first fall in love or something. But then...
crazy.
But we don't really do that enough. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, our next spiritual step, what can we do to get closer to spirit? That's a question that people have been asking. And the scripture says to be ready, for you know not what hour your Lord will come. In other words, things happen in cycles. This is one of the things that I found. Sometimes you will seek an answer to a prayer or something, and then nothing happens, and then other times something happens, and the difference, one of the differences in whether or not something happens is whether or not it is at the right point in a cycle. There's cycles of opportunity. So that's why the scripture says, be ready, for you know not the hour that your Lord will come. So I think this is important for us to all focus on, is to be ready. And to be ready, what does it mean to be ready? How are you ready? You're ready because your mind is focused on service, on the Spirit, on the kingdom of God, on loving your neighbor as yourself, on all the qualities like forgiveness, on letting go of grievances, of seeing the Christ in everybody. Because at the core of everybody, even the most irritating person that you can that you have in your life, at this person's core is the Christ center. He's just not paying enough attention to it to make it obvious. But no matter who they are, our brothers and sisters all have that Christ center within them. And a large part of being ready is to realize that. And that one of the things that helps me is realizing that everybody is struggling to do their best. Even people we see that are irritating or make big mistakes, even their big mistakes are made because they thought it was the best thing to do at the time. When we look at it from that viewpoint, it makes it a lot easier to overlook the flaws of our fellow men and women. This is one of the things that's recounted by a lot of people that have had near-death experiences, is that some of them were shown how everybody felt that they came in contact with in their life, and they saw the people that they just couldn't stand or made big mistakes, they saw why they did what they did, And it just changed their mind about the person because they looked at it from their viewpoint. And if we do that, I find it helps me a lot. It makes it a lot easier to deal with my fellow men and women because everybody has ways that's different than your ways. It doesn't matter who you're with. You're going to have to adapt, and you won't always get your way in a relationship. But if you can see it through their eyes, it really helps. That's just one thing we can do. Another we're going to talk about later is how to see people as in such a way that their negativity will have no effect on us. But as far as negativity goes, the people in this group here, every one of you, are positive and are looking for the best in each person here. I don't know about people outside this group. Maybe you have struggles with some people. Except for Sue, I don't think she has struggle with anybody. She just loves the whole world, right, Sue? Don't get her started. Yeah, I imagine with your job, you probably have people you have to handle, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. But I don't let them get to me.
Yeah, too bad they're not all like the people here, huh? So anyway, continue thinking about this. What can we as a group do to continue to move ahead? And remember, the key ingredient to creating the molecule is, number one, be ready, be open to the spirit, and overlook the personality flaws of other people, and to be prepared for a union of souls, a union of minds and spirit. And that union is a wonderful thing, and that's what we really look forward to doing. And that's what we, and I think Sean and Lucy felt kind of some nice energy when they were just sharing their souls with each other, and we'll do some of that more of that later on. Okay, any questions or comments before we sign off for the evening?
Well, I just wrapping up what people said, and that is, you know, well, we have to see ourselves as spirits. You know, and how do you want to get closer to spirit? Well, you are spirits. Your spirit intelligence is, and we're all cut from the same cloth. We're, you know, immersed and trapped in the material world and our personalities, and we have all gone through different experiences, some good, some bad. That's how life is. But we have to see our spirits as becoming untrammeled, untrapped, free-floating. You know, we are spirits in the material world, but we don't have to be trapped in it. Yeah, we've all gone through, you know, crap. While we were coming down the road this morning or this afternoon to get here, and we just bought this new sports car, and yesterday we were getting it all spit shined and everything. We're going down the highway, and this big old fender flew off of this car ahead of us.
Really?
Yeah, and a big wow. Fender, big, it was like the size of a hood.
Wow.
And there was, it was metal, and the cars were hitting it right and left. Well, it ended up right in front of us. So what did we do? I smashed on the brakes and slammed right into it.
Did it damage your car?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much did yeah.
Really?
So we had this beautiful, unflawed 1999 Corvette, and I'm thinking, well, okay, yeah, I was upset for about 15 minutes. And then I thought,
I was more upset all day about it than Curtis.
Wow.
Well, I thought, well, you know, it's just stuff. And there was no avoiding it. It was just one of those
things happen, you know.
Yeah, that was a fluke.
Well, it was. It was a big, just came out of nowhere. It's like the devils threw that down so it's, see if it would upset me and set me off my path.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we see that we're all spirits, all of us, and so all we have to do is just see that and connect with that, and then that's the journey. The journey. We just liberate ourselves from all of our little.
Maybe that was a test your soul sent you to see if you could maintain a good spiritual presence at the gathering.
Well, how
despite that,
how am I doing?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, you're doing good. Yeah. Let's give Curtis a hand. Give him a clap.
We did
that well. I mean, which one of us would have handled it any better?
Not me. I would
have. You would have?
I had a fender come off in front of the car, a car that was in front of me, and it was about to hit my car. I swerved. I swerved right around that thing, and
You were able to miss it then? I missed it.
And I wasn't in a sports car.
We'll take donations for that relief.
I didn't see any damage,
it's
but I didn't look
a little super glue will fix it.
Yeah.
Maybe some Bondo or some duct tape.
Okay, my friends, breakfast is at 9 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
9 o'clock. And the meeting starts.
I think we had it changed to 10 o'clock.
No.
No.
And the meeting starts at 10. Breakfast at 9.